Welcome back to the South Shore Boys podcast. I'm your host, as always, Logan O'Brien, joined by my two incredibly brave and chivalrous podcast co-hosts, Scott Sweeney and Dan Hall, and the cowardly, little bitch-ass boy, Tyler Swain.
Bert, hey, man. What up, folks? How you doing?
What's up, Bert? Bert Kreischler? Is that what you got going on?
Brett Christmas? That was a good one.
That was me.
Was it really?
Told you three times, yeah.
I was like, Dan Devin. Oh, wait. Sorry. Sorry, one second. Also, probably sponsored by Canteen Vodka Soda. If you can, you teen.
Just drink it.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm not coward. Why am I cowardly?
You're like the big cowardly fat lion.
I don't know why I added fat, but I do like the cowardly lion.
Isn't that the character's name, the big cowardly fat lion?
No, it's the cowardly lion.
Pretty good. We used to have a...
I'm the wizard.
What, the big phony that hides behind the mask?
I don't like the mask, but...
The sheet, the big curtain. What's it say?
Yeah.
Who's that man behind the curtain over there? That's you. You're
Toto, bitch.
You end up being the real coward.
You're
after
Dorothy.
All, actually.
I'm not Dorothy. Yeah, I'm the fucking Tin Man.
No,
dude.
Wait. Yeah, which one needs a brain?
The Scarecrow.
Yeah, you're the Scarecrow.
Yeah. What
do you Scotty's mean? The Tin Man.
Scotty might be Toto. There's a chance you might be Toto.
Which one's that again?
That's Dorothy's dog.
Oh, word?
I feel like you give off Toto energy.
Okay.
Damn, I'm fucking...
Okay. That's the dog.
I'm the Wicked Witch of the West, dude.
You are the Wicked Witch.
Scotty's Glinda.
Oh, the good witch. Logan's sister Glinda.
I got a heart of gold?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a cowardly lion.
Damn, their mom really fucked up, dude. Two bad witches and one good witch.
Who was the second bad witch? Oh, the one the house falls on. Yeah. We're talking The Wizard of Oz. It's Wednesday.
It's relevant. Wicked's coming
out
in the
fall. We don't know if she was bad. Oh, yeah, they're happy she's dead, right?
Yeah. The Wicked Witch of the East and the West, right?
Yeah.
East side, West side.
Glad of the good witch.
I hope that's what fucking Wicked is. It's just the Wiz again, but it's just fucking like really leaned in.
Yeah. I hit him up.
It's like Bright, but like with The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
Just like not even subtly racist, like just overtly racist.
Yeah, me too. I like that too. I like overt racism.
We had an obsession with the Tin Man as young boys.
Me and you did.
What was that about?
I don't know.
You really wanted somebody to grease your asshole.
Yeah.
No.
I like being submerged.
Oil in that ass. Yeah.
I like being submerged in pipe fitting.
I was going to ask you, was yours all like pipe fitting?
No, mine was the actual like costume from iParty.
Mine, you guys had, you were both
for Halloween. Yeah,
my sister was in the Wizard of Oz play in middle school. I was obsessed with the kid.
You were obsessed with your sister?
No, I was obsessed with the kid who played the Tin Man to the point where he came. Maybe
the point where he came.
I'm like, it's Wednesday. I'm giving up on the story.
Who did your sister play?
I don't know, fucking one of the munchkins.
You were obsessed with the kid that played the Tin Man?
Yes.
Did you know him on a personal level?
No, he came over our house one day.
Were you starstruck?
I was like, I like hid from him all day.
You're grabbing oil cans.
My dick's the Tin Man right now, dude. It's fucking hard as a fucking sheet of metal.
Your dick has no heart.
And then that guy was a substitute teacher in my high school when I went.
Oh, and you fucked him?
Yes.
Here comes the boom, baby.
Yeah. My dick's the oil can.
Were you guys in any plays in high school?
No.
Not high school. I was in middle school.
Which one?
I was I was Harry the Horse in Guys and Dolls.
Harry the Horse?
Harry the Horse. It is, yeah. He's like, it's like 1920s like gangster musical. Frank Sinatra was in it. That's
Bring
what
me Harry the Horse.
That's what Luck Be a Lady Tonight's from. That's legitimate character in the fucking...
In your...
Harry the Horse.
Yeah, I had like three lines. I wasn't good.
Yeah, it was...
Harry the Horse closes and opens the curtain.
No, he was a guy. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, actually, when I was in elementary school,
I thought he'd be a horse. Who was Harry the guy then?
Me.
What did he do?
He's just one of the like auxiliary gangsters.
Love an auxiliary.
What was
gangster.
Your line? Like, yeah, get him.
I honestly don't even remember. I don't even remember, but this was like eighth grade, and I remember my friend was like, yeah, you kind of like sucked in the play. I was like, wow. I was like, I had two lines, and I was like, what? Why would you say that to me?
You're gonna wake up with a horse's head in your fucking bed.
I'm gonna cut my head off.
They write you suck at a play in a soda bottle and just fucking huck it at him on the street.
Also in middle school, when I went to base, fucking, we did The Lion King, and I wanted to be Lumiere Wicked Bad, but I lost to a kid that ended up being on like All That and shit. And I fucking...
Kenan Thompson?
Wait, who's Lumiere?
Lumiere.
Lumiere, the fucking candle.
You said Lion King.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Meant Beauty and
okay.
the
Beast. I was like,
no. Oh, wait. Sorry. I didn't get... Yeah, so I didn't get Lumiere. Like, so I dropped out of Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. And then The Lion King... Me and Mike wanted to be Timon and Pumbaa, and Mike got... Is Pumbaa the pig?
Wait,
yes. Mike got Pumbaa.
Don't tell me Mike got Timon.
But sorry. The kid that went to be on All That, he got both those roles. That's why I confused it. Like, because it was two plays in a row.
Same time.
And then I was just the fucking hyena that was like,
yeah. Like, yo, you're a one note man.
No, Harry Lloyd's didn't make
it. Was Harry the hyena?
I didn't commit, and somehow hyena did become a horse.
Did you say you dropped out of the first play?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to, like, because I got like a fucking, like, a dish in like fucking PR guest, and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah. It's funny to imagine you like turning it down. It's like, I got another offer.
It's also so funny that base, like school. The alternative school.
Not the alternative
school. For all the bad kids.
That's
the
not what base is. That's
it is what base is.
No, it isn't. That's alternatives was high school. Base was elementary to middle school if like your parents couldn't pick you up like between the hours school got out and when they get out of work.
So it was like rec.
Yeah, it's called Braintree After School Enrichment. It was just like literally.
Here we go.
That's what base was.
Have you heard the story of... So my cousin Jen, who works with special needs students, took a tour to Braintree to see how their program works. And they have like alumni boards with all the students listed. She's like, does that say Logan O'Brien?
Yeah, I was an honor student in alternatives, bro. Yeah.
You were the smartest.
I was the smartest part, dude. That's
you got
right.
The most stickers that year.
I thought I said this before, but yeah, I like... when we were applying to colleges, the guy that was like my counselor for like colleges was like, "What have you applied to?" And I was like, "Just UMass Boston." He's like, "What if you don't get into UMass Boston?" And I was like, "I'll kill myself."
Is that not a good backup?
No, you see, good. On my resume, I did extracurriculars. I played Harry the Horse.
That was Harry the Hyena. I auditioned for Harry the Dish, but dropped out.
I think that's actually how I got out of middle school, because I had to maintain...
What do you mean?
I had to maintain a certain grade. I had to maintain a certain grade average to be in the play, to be Harry the Horse. So I like did better at school. Because I was like, I want
to
be in this fucking play, bro.
In the play.
Yeah. Like dead ass.
So
and then I didn't care about, like, I didn't do plays in high school, so it's like, I guess
I don't
I'll just
do plays in high school.
I guess I'll just fail. Mm. Although I did take acting class.
Wow.
In high school, that was
look at us now getting shit on fucking Reddit.
Dude, these guys suck.
Yo, is that Harry the Horse?
Actually, this kind of fits. I thought of this today. Wouldn't it be very funny if you like wrote a book and like it's from the fucking antagonist? I mean, the protagonist. Like obviously they're
point of
monologue and then like they suffer like a traumatic brain injury halfway through the book and the rest of the book's just like then I went to the store. Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, I like that. Sorry.
American
American, that's
right.
Were you a turtle?
Yeah, I was a Yertle the Turtle.
Okay, yep.
And I was the Grinch in the same play.
Oh, really?
About it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sick. I played the judge in the big bird scandal.
Big Bird?
No. There was a bunch of birds in the play.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what? Did you like triple duty on this play?
Yeah, in Seussical the Musical, it was like, it's like a medley of all of the the books that go together. And like, it's a through line throughout the whole thing. And I played the Grinch because there's only a Grinch part in the beginning. And then I played Yertle the Turtle at the end, who's the judge of whether or not, I don't know, the Lorax is going to get death by lethal injection or whatever.
Whether the Lorax can have an abortion or not in this state, yeah.
But yeah, I was sick at the Turtle. And then I played Troy's father in High School Musical, the coach.
Hey, dude.
Coach Bolton.
Yeah, you pictured it.
Oh, that's Troy.
I had to shake that off, too. I just pictured Troy Bird it the whole time.
Mm. And I got so much pussy.
Did you get pussy
from
the
word?
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's
like,
how, that's
drama
how,
kids are freaks.
Like,
yeah,
nerd
drama kids
like
are nuts.
The other ladies in the play?
Band kids. And yeah, I was like one of two guys in theater. It was sick. And I was like the toughest guy there.
I never
it
did.
It was fucking sick. I never That's why I do comedy.
I never did theater, but I did always like the arcs in like TV shows where the two main characters have to kiss each other in a play. Like, did you always fantasize about that? Like getting in the main role with the hot lady? No.
Yertle the Turtle didn't really get a lot of action.
But you, Harry, did you kiss anyone in a play? Or?
No.
Nah,
I love how every play, everyone's just playing animals.
Yeah.
They should have put on like 12 Angry Men or something interesting.
It's like Laissez-Mer or something like that was the name of the bird. That anyway.
Actually, I remember it. So I used to go to acting camp over the summer, and this kid who was like one of the more popular kids came to it like later, and then he got the lead in Guys and Dolls.
That's exactly what I'm picturing.
And so like we were like only really friends at fucking acting camp, and then we kind of go back. It's fucking like the Breakfast Club. Like when school starts back, I was like, just everybody, you don't fucking know each other. And then I saw him like a couple of years after high school. He's like, "What's up, dude? Are you still acting?" And I was like, "No, I like play music now." And he's like, "Oh, that's gay. Why are you doing that?" And I was like, yes. As opposed to drama, like fucking acting camp. Yeah, you're right, dude. I'm fucking gay.
That kid, Timothy Chalamet.
That kid, dead from heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
But he was still acting after...
No, he wasn't acting either, but he was just doing heroin.
Oh, he was just ranking your activities as gay and gayer?
Yeah, I think he was like, I thought one of us would make it. It's like, brother, I stopped acting in high school.
Yeah, never did any acting.
I loved acting. I still love acting.
I still think I'd really like acting. Like, if
acting
I had
falls
like,
apart halfway through our sketch, but... That was one of the comments. I was like, what?
Was
no?
it, they say it falls apart halfway through the sketch?
Yeah.
They think we really had a... Wait, that's when I come in. Wait, what? They think you guys had it really locked down at the beginning?
I guess so.
And you guys started to just fall apart?
I think probably what that means is that's like the most substantial part of the sketch without like cuts.
That's okay, true, yeah.
So it does become very...
Let's go through all our comments.
Yeah,
all 58 comments.
For the folks, I'll explain it as you bring it up. We recently performed a sketch. It's on Instagram, YouTube, and as well as Reddit. Mm. And Reddit is getting a lot of upvotes, I think driven by the algorithm of hate.
Yes.
Based off the comments.
But why would we get upvotes for hate?
If people see it and like it,
yeah.
Those people just like it and go about their day.
But then they're getting it in their feed because of people being like...
pack it up, boys. Comedy is officially dead.
things like that.
There's no such thing as bad comments. We love all these.
Yeah. This is like nice for Reddit. Is this supposed to be funny?
No.
Burnt no. Chrysler making an appearance at the end. That's a bird reference. That was a terrible video with 15 downvotes. Oh, no. It's actually 15 upvotes.
You downvoted
it. I downvoted it.
Trying to counteract. This is a man humping a... Oh, that's him drying his penis.
I missed the comedy part. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. There's also a big part of this, like, these Reddit comments, like, arguing whether or not, like, the best way to clean up your penis is...
I just lost my frontal lobe.
I do agree with the guy that says, like, whatever rhyme he said where he's like, no matter how much you shake, like, you still have a stain. I'll stand there for 10 minutes and shake my dick, and I fucking come out, and I'm like, come on, man. Fuck,
I ended up beating off.
I'm, like, afraid to piss before I go on stage because I'm like, I'll have
the
piss
out, yeah.
Y'all seriously not use a little toilet paper to dab your dickhead after a piss?
I think that's... No. I think, why would I want to touch my dick with toilet paper?
Yeah. Oh,
that's like psycho.
I replied to that last one and said, I don't do that. It seems a little too homoerotic to me, but whatever.
No matter
just
how.
Just trying to spark the. Yeah.
No matter how you shake and dance, the last two drops go in your pants.
I do like that rhyme.
I have that over our toilet in our apartment.
It's funny when you see a negative comment and you're like, oh, that's just one guy. And it's like, fuck, look at all those upvotes on that negative.
Oh my God,
Christ.
So many people support this guy's theory.
Fuck, he's got a community behind him. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the number one comment is like a Tim Robinson reference. And the second most upvote is like, comedy fucking sucks and you guys are all gay.
It's
like,
yeah.
And then there's like people with like one upvote that's like, LOL.
It's so nice. Sometimes, like, it really doesn't bother me. Like,
it really doesn't
at all.
I felt nothing.
It doesn't, but I'll go in sometimes to the person's Reddit, and I'll downvote everything they've ever posted. It doesn't bother me at all.
Look at their pathetic amount of karma.
Yeah.
Fucking suck.
It's bullshit. They have, like, 100 karma pieces of shit.
I do that, too, when I see someone... on an Instagram video comment on like someone I like,
yeah,
like a negative thing, I'll look at them and always be like, fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you know what I really like? A picture of a girl and a guy that says like gorgeous or beautiful, I always look at them. And they're always just like old fat guys with like glasses and a dog and stuff. And,
yes.
And then I dig through all their pictures. I look at all that. It's so much fun.
I follow them. I enjoy their stories.
Sometimes
forever.
Sometimes I'll shoot, like if I'm like high in my car and I'm doing nothing and I'm on Instagram, mm-hmm. I'll try to throw out like a funny comment on something.
Me too.
Yeah. And like those are almost as embarrassing as being like, what's up, baby?
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, some girl followed me on Instagram and it was private. So I followed back because I was like, who the fuck is this? And then when I got approved the request, it said she also follows Eric. That's the only other person she follows. And she messaged me and she was like, hello there. Thank you for following me back. And I just liked it. And then she was like, I don't think I know you, but you came up my suggested page. And I just didn't respond to that. And she was like, hello there. It's like, what's going on here? This is a bot, right?
But it's a bot.
But it has like, she has way more followers than what she's following. And like a fuck ton of pictures that are like group photos. I was like, I don't know what this is. I think it's a bot, but it is weird that they're
but
just
we're going
like,
on a date next week.
I'm dating a bot.
Just to be sure.
I just think it's funny that they keep being like, hello, hi, anyone there?
They want you to be like, come see my Snapchat, and then you go to the Snapchat, and it's like something where it's like, punch in your credit card, and then you punch in your credit card, and then you wake up the next day, and you have to be like, hello, bank, hello, that was me.
Yeah. Okay, like somebody tried to hack into my fucking FanDuel.
Whoa. We know a guy who works at securities and fraud at FanDuel. I'll put you in touch.
I just changed the password.
Okay. But if you ever need a guy, I think we can rig sports betting on apps.
Through
forever.
This guy? Or?
Yeah, through this guy we know.
Do you hear that, FanDuel?
Yeah.
We're coming for your ass.
I mean, DraftKings.
We'll throw them off the scent. Yeah. We'll play them off each other.
Bet MGM.
That I do still have some bets to use in all those apps.
Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna get in there.
I love betting.
Did you see ChatGPT like fucking malfunctioned?
No, what happened?
People like asking for prompts and it just like started being like nonsense in Spanish.
You
and
are
someone,
gay.
So and people were like, "Did you just have a stroke?" And it was like, "Sorry if your last post was a little confusing. Sometimes doing Spanish blah 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 blah. Hello.
It can't keep up with us.
That's right. We
beat
AI.
That's what I'm hearing.
We beat AI.
Or it's playing dumb, so we don't know what's really going on.
Fuck. I think it's going to be lazy. I saw an article that was like, it's going to learn from us how to be lazy.
Okay.
And it's going to become lazy.
I like that idea. Like, this is how humans behave. Like,
yeah.
I'm not writing that. I'll write it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That would be a fun
life. Trump wins the election by like 5 million because it learns how to be a fucking moron.
Yeah.
It just fakes a bunch of votes.
Election season's coming up, huh? Who you guys got in the big race?
Nikki Haley.
Yeah. Is that your dad's?
Yeah, it's my dad's.
Yeah. Does your dad not want Big Don?
No, he doesn't think he'll do it.
He doesn't think he'll what?
Like,
will he vote for him?
No.
Oh, okay.
He thinks he's too old and he's got too much on him.
Well, that's good that your dad at least can think that.
He's a pretty well-versed guy.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? Nikki Haley fucking does suck, though.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if, like, there was some sort of, if there was some sort of a curveball. I feel like someone new should enter the fray.
Yeah, we need someone.
It's like,
it would be sick if some like random Democrat just like swung in and was like, Biden, you gotta go, bro.
Yes.
They should bring back other Democrat like Obama. They should have Obama run.
Fucking Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes.
Fucking portal opens and like fucking Bill Clinton.
The good Bill Clinton, not the flight log Bill Clinton.
Was he on the flight logs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Atta boy.
Maybe somebody different.
It's me.
Like fucking 40-year-old Jimmy Carter's like, I'm ready, bro.
Fucking 40-year-old Jimmy Carter would be cool. He's like a good guy.
Yeah, and he was like a good president, and then he just got fucked in the ass.
So
Jimmy!
Yeah, and then he's like, I can't walk straight.
4 score and 7 years ago.
I don't know anything about the president.
We were watching John Adams again.
Again?
I mean, it was just on.
How many times
like,
can you learn about one guy?
it's nuanced.
Oh, this is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. Signing the Declaration.
Yeah, it is. That's sick. I love when he does that. Does Alexander Hamilton gets pissed off at him And writes an article about him, so I'm kind of glad.
Musical about himself.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad he fucking got shot in the face or whatever.
It's that guy.
Did he get it? Did he get killed? Yeah, Hamilton.
Hamilton got
Aaron
shot.
Aaron Burr
killed him, the comedian.
The comedian, Aaron Burr, really?
Dropping Hamilton's like, my name is Aaron Burr. I think that's Lazy Sunday.
I was like, is that from Hamilton?
No, I think that's the Lonely Island.
This is a big musical episode.
Have any of you guys seen Hamilton?
No. I refuse.
It's I've been like picketing Hamilton.
What a stranglehold it had on things for a while.
Yeah. I hate that guy, Lin-Manuel Perez.
He's not a likable guy.
Lin-Manuel Perez. Miranda. Yeah.
Perez.
Lin-Manuel Perez, Miranda Perez. Why do you hate him?
I don't know. He seems smart. I don't like that everything he does, like, raps. Yeah. I don't like that he raps everything. That fucking sucks.
Welcome to Washington Heights.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like Cartman voice, British accent rapping. Mm. And it's like someone who should.
Mom!
It's like someone who's rapping about, like, education. The worst type of rap.
Yeah. That is the worst type of rap.
The worst type of music is educational.
Schoolhouse Rock, you don't like it?
No, it sucks. Iron Maiden sucks.
I don't believe you. I feel like
you
just...
Iron Maiden?
Yeah, they're all fucking about history.
They write songs about, like, Egypt and shit, but they're not like, and open your books to page 36.
Trust me, I've listened to a lot of this. I've never learned a thing.
Yes, you have. Look at you. You're so knowledgeable.
Look at you. You're pathetic. You fucking learned everything from Iron Maiden.
This guy learned how to imagine a dragon.
What a great band.
I bet you listen to Schoolhouse Rock in your free time.
I don't.
I posted this on my Instagram story, but what the fuck? The other day my suggested ads for Audible were two books on how to quit cocaine and then a Batman book and a Zelda book. I was like, Do you think I'm cool or fucking gay?
You're a drug addict dork.
I guess so. It was like, what the hell?
That's
so they're just listening to me on stage where I don't talk about cocaine, but I talk about Batman. They're like, all right, what are the other things this kid must like?
This guy's up late.
Coke and Link.
This guy's up late on Audible.
I do feel like ads are getting crazy specific and like too good. Where it's just like, this is... I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, but that one was dog shit. Yeah. It's like, I would not listen to any four of these books.
And
if you're listening, like, who the fuck does cocaine and who's like, I got to kick this? What do they have on Audible about this? Like,
yeah. That is true.
To an audiobook to quit cocaine.
Yeah, that's pretty
pathetic. That would be
pathetic.
Sick if there's like the quitting smoking book, the whole book is like, you can keep smoking the whole book. And then like, you probably finish the book lickety split if you still could do cocaine.
That'd be sick if the Audible,
the Audible version of the book's like,
the Audible version of the book's got, the guy's like, you can do coke for the whole entire book. So if you just keep up with me really quick, you can do all this. You have to do this. It's like
honestly,
5 minutes long.
Genius idea to make like a whole series of those and just have the series never end. And keep these people hooked on coke and hooked on your book.
And you do a heroin one like that?
Big Pharma wrote these books.
I think Big Pharma wrote what?
You do a heroin one like that? And yeah. It's just the guy being like, today.
The written version of the book, like every page has a part where like the just fucking
trails off.
Good night, moon.
Fuck.
That'll about do it here this week. It's a Wednesday, folks. We're a little slow. We're a little
Yeah, what else can we talk about? Let me check to see if anything's going on. We'll talk about McDonald's again?
What do we got about McDonald's?
You guys want to talk about our orders and our fries and how Logan doesn't eat fries?
You don't eat fries?
Yeah.
No, that's good. I mean, I will
eat.
I will eat fries, but I don't like order them when I go to the fast food places.
What are you, fucking ridiculous?
Really, that is wild. Sandwiches.
How about...
But fuck you, man. Eat some fries.
I went to Putt Shack on Sunday.
How was Putt Shack?
Putt Shack's fun, bro. Ooh.
Did you win?
I did, yeah, by one single point.
Do you want? You went with a lady? Did you let her win at all? Were you holding up? You want to hold? She's a great golfer.
Did you take your balls out and then put them on and go, whoops, dropped this.
Yeah, it was like, kids, look away.
Wait, at my neon balls.
Oh, Putt Shack.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Topgolf.
What is Putt Shack, a normal mini golfery? Or
it's
what's
like
going on there?
Indoor, like in the seaport.
It's like high
drink.
Tech.
Yeah, your ball knows it's your ball. It like counts your strokes.
Right,
for you.
It does.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this. I've never been there. It sounds dope.
It's pretty cool.
It's fun.
I finally get to do a different course, third time.
Yeah,
it's a little pricey, right?
What?
It's a little pricey.
To do 9 holes is just $18. Really not that bad. But
per person,
yeah,
it's $2 a hole. In case
that's too much for me, man.
Well, it takes a little bit to do it.
Yeah. I also don't want to bring anyone anywhere, though. I guess I could go to Putt Shack by myself.
You could.
Just practice.
You're this fucking lonely ass guy. You're lining up. You're
in
on
full
the ground.
Golf gear.
Trying to level. Like,
Mommy, who's that weird guy? I think it's Bert Kreischer.
Don't talk on my backswing, please.
Huge line of couples behind you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that might be the move. Scout him out.
9 seems like the move instead of the full 18 there, golf-wise. 9
played,
holes.
Yeah.
Mini golf-wise, though, 9 sucks. Flies.
Mm. I Even would do 18. Like, yeah. But you can if you want. You could like go do another one. You just have to
We should all go to Topgolf.
I would love to do
I'll come hang out. I don't think I like golf.
I'm so embarrassing at like,
yeah, I'm just bad at it.
Fucking unreal at
well,
golf.
Well, I'm better than you.
No way.
I bet you're not unreal.
Yeah. I hit the ball 350 yards. I hit the back of the fence at Topgolf several times. They have my photo on the wall.
Yeah.
No.
I'm fucking so sick at golf. I drive the ball miles. I'm like Adam Sandler.
Okay.
I mean, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah. From the movie Happy Gilmore.
You're the water boy.
You can't use a hockey stick here, and also we told you to stop screaming racial obscenities every time you miss the ball.
I'm so good. I have such powerful hips.
Stop screaming that you're Happy Gilmore at us.
Let's talk about
it's
our
all
camping
in hips.
Yeah. All right, yeah, our camping drink.
Yeah.
Do we talk about that on the pod? No,
we're going on a boys getaway.
That was post-pod that we talked about it, right?
Okay.
I'll probably be like late, but I'm definitely coming. Good.
Logan's coming.
Yeah, we're going to tell him the wrong campsite.
Yeah.
We're going to send him to a summer camp full of little
boys. I'm going to drown Logan. He's
not showing up.
When Logan shows up late, I'm drowning him in the pond or river or whatever.
Logan, you want to go fishing with my lucky cinder block?
Dan's like, yeah, check this out. I can cast like 350 yards. There's like 2 feet in front of him. He catches his toe. He flips out.
Yeah,
catches himself.
You should see me drive a ball. Anyway.
You would definitely drown yourself accidentally.
No,
like. Trying to
I'm
drown.
A phenomenal swimmer.
I know, but if you're trying to drown Logan, I don't.
What aren't you good at, Dan? Basketball. I'm really bad at basketball.
Oh, ESPN released their rankings of the hardest sports.
What is it?
Hockey number 2.
What's number 1?
Football? Boxing.
Oh. Boxing. Oh.
Football number 3, I think. Basketball number 4.
What is baseball?
5.
I don't think it made the list.
What?
No, I'm just
what
kidding.
Else is
I
better be honest.
I stopped looking after.
Soccer?
Soccer might be
Pratt fired. Sent it to me and Tilson, and he knows me and Tilson constantly argue about if hockey's harder than basketball, and I was like, well. Look who.
Yeah, you're going to be on skates for hockey.
Yeah. And you're going to be a homo, too, so that's tough.
No, actually, they had kind of
they did, controversy. They did. What?
They're like restricting, kind of. They tried to make a stance like no LGBT, like jerseys or like pride tape on your sticks and stuff. Because, here's the thing: a bunch of people that play hockey are from Eastern Europe, where it's like illegal to be gay. So
okay.
They're like, yeah, we don't like this shit. And but then there was a bunch of pushback, so I think they kind of pulled back on that.
No, yeah, it's cool to dress up your stick with collars. That's cool.
Hell yeah.
I mean, the NBA literally was letting people put, like, personalized messages on, like, what they believe on the back, so.
You talking about their Black Lives Matter jerseys?
Yeah, and other stuff, which I'm fine with, but I'm saying, like.
Seems like you push back on that.
No, I'm just saying, like, they can, like, people acting like it's the only sport doing something like that.
It'd be funny if there was a NASCAR, like, you dress up NASCAR and all, like, the different advertising, and they have a Black Lives Matter NASCAR.
Okay, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like the bass would be a little too loud.
There's a stop Asian hate car. Drives right into the wall.
Hey, man, that's contradictory. You can't do that.
Sorry, I touched it.
Yeah. Okay, what else would the... I want to go back to the black car, though. What would that be like? The Black Lives Matter car.
It's a low rider.
Definitely a low rider.
The music,
well, that's a Mexican car.
It's just pumping like music. All the windows are tinted.
Is there a Latino hashtag yet?
It's pulled over.
The black.
There's a police NASCAR.
All the other cars out of nowhere, all the blue lights come on. It's a sting operation. That's sick. I'm into that.
You know how fast you're going? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Now, is there a Latin hashtag, though? Like a Stop Asian Hate, Black Lives Matter.
No, they're having a
believe
good
all
time.
Women.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, Mincy is back.
They're having a good old time.
Yeah,
they're not down at the border. They're not having a good time at the border. That's no good down there.
What's going on down there?
Don't even ask them.
Okay.
Home our homies. Hashtag home our homies.
Oh, like put the homies in the homes.
Yeah.
Okay. All my homies.
Finally, yeah, they've
let them come here.
SA?
Yes.
Can I add to it? SA?
All my homies, SA.
Are the border still bad?
Yeah.
They still got the kids in the cages?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It always conveniently around an election year, people start getting really mad about illegal immigrants again. Then they kind of forget that they exist for 3 years, and they're like, oh, well, look at this. Big problem with immigrants.
Are there illegal immigrants that come from Canada?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure there's illegal immigrants everywhere.
Mic cover smells like dog shit.
It's your mic?
No, it is not.
You think it's maybe your bad breath?
Was that Listerine?
Damn, furious.
It is funny to be criticized for bad breath for about a week and a half and then say that your mic cover smells bad. The thing you've been talking to.
I was like, there was a guy that came out that was a comic headlining Knicks that had a weird accent. He said he was from Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Britain. He was just on Asmus's podcast. He's just completely fucking with me.
That's hilarious.
Which I really was like, no, bro, that's not an Ohio accent, but we thought he was Australian. So I was still wrong.
Wait, he's from where? And he was pretending
to be from England, bro.
Oh shit.
He's pretending to be from Ohio.
He's a British guy?
That's a good bit.
I wonder if I went over to Britain what they'd think of me.
Well, they'd be like, we're not Britain.
They'd be like, well, he looks like us. His teeth look fine, but they smell like ours.
Is this fella having a laugh?
Guys, does my breath smell?
I don't know. I don't want to smell it.
The camera falls over.
Even if someone's breath isn't bad, I still don't like.
I don't want breath in my phone. Yeah, never.
I kind of like breath.
I don't like breath.
I don't mind it if it's like a girl I'm making out with.
Yeah, girl breath is like it's all hey. Hot, but sometimes dry.
It is. Hey, girl.
Nah, girls have dog breath.
Anybody that drinks coffee at the beginning of their day and does not make a point to brush their teeth before they have to go out and talk to people is
make out people.
Yeah, it's crazy. that's fucking nuts. To not eat all day and just drink coffee and do zen and fucking smoke weed all day? That's nuts.
I just keep mouthwash in my van.
Yeah, me too. We should have mouthwash in our van. I'm like, let me get some Chipotle in my mouth to cover the scent of weed in bed.
Oh, okay.
My mouth like feels gross after I finish a coffee. Like, I don't know.
Imagine, yeah.
What?
No.
Okay.
Sucking a guy.
Dick. Just sucking a guy?
Sucking a guy's dick.
Okay.
And your mouth is dry?
Sometimes the guy's probably like, stop.
I'm like, hold on, let me try some teeth.
You're like, let me try and swallow it like an anaconda.
I think I got a bad tooth.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you got
why? What is it doing? Like,
it's just
misbehaving.
Loose. Yeah.
What's up with your bad tooth? Your bad tooth is a little naughty boy.
It watches Alex Jones a lot. I'm like, tooth.
Stop subscribing to Alex Jones.
You don't need to brush. You're fine. Don't even worry about
it. There's fluoride in the water.
Wait, do you remember that? What the fuck was that when we were kids? Oh, maybe you guys fucking. I don't, Scotty's probably.
We're the same age.
You guys might not remember.
We can't even go back
Scotty's
that far.
Scotty's toothpaste was powder.
It was like a whole. It was like a kid's like video that you had to order off the TV, but it was like a tooth.
Timmy the Tooth?
Is that what it was?
And
it was
like I got that at Blockbuster, though.
And it was like a bad guy.
Whoa, I remember Timmy like the Tooth.
Was it a bad tooth, or was it like plaque or something?
No, I think plaque was the enemy.
It sounds like a compelling story.
The tooth? It was like a guy like in a fucking mascot costume.
He was in plaque face.
Yes!
It was about to search blackface before I...
Black guy looked like he's like, shit, man, why are you trying to brush me off?
Why are you brushing me? Smoking a Philly blunt? I'm like, where'd you get that?
Why are you trying to fleece me, man?
I love it.
I was just talking to my niece, and she has a loose tooth. And I was like, I have a loose tooth, too. And I,
this guy? No.
Yes.
That's yep. Timmy, yeah.
I can't see.
Timmer.
My glasses.
I can't see. Look.
My teeth. I can't chew without my bad teeth.
To your niece, like, let me know what they do for you at the dentist, because I'm going to,
what are you doing?
Going to copy it. Is this Timmy?
What was this on?
You literally had to, like, order it on from like it was like a TV commercial video, or I guess you could get it at Blockbuster.
Scaring the show.
Scaring me.
Yeah, I used to get it at Blockbuster. Be like, this is fucking sick. What about kid stuff? What about Putt Putt Saves the Zoo? You ever play that?
What is that?
It was a video. It was a computer game, a PC game about a car that goes around and saves the zoo. Don't worry about it. Pajama Sam.
And he's like, "Don't worry, I got it."
Pajama Sam. Ever
Pajama Sam? Yes.
Okay.
Bananas and Pajamas, the only pajamas.
Bananas and Pajamas,
thing
I remember. Pajama Sam was a good game, and then
thank you.
Kids Picks was good, but I only played it when I went to the Apple Store.
Kids Picks.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds problematic.
Sounds very problematic.
Shut the fuck up.
Dan's like, yeah, I still have Kids Picks on my computer.
Sounds like you were selecting children.
Kids Picks was sick. They had stamps.
Yep.
Like you could stamp stuff.
Officially molested.
Right.
Confirmed.
100% confirmed.
Remember Game Boy Camera, and it was like the worst fucking picture that was ever taken?
Yeah, I got
taken.
A ton of TikToks like that.
It's like the pictures that they take now if you like go to like a hospital or something, like we need like a picture for your ID badge.
Wow. It's literally just like a contrast shot. It's like all of your shadow, basically.
Yes. Ooh, spooky.
It's pretty spooky.
What about Roller Coaster Tycoon? You guys ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah, Roller Coaster Tycoon was good. And then Bridge Builder, which I also have on my phone now.
Any game like that or like SimCity, I'd get bored of after like 45 seconds.
I like to kill them.
Like, I'm done.
I would spend hours on Roller Coaster Tycoon trying to make the best theme park and then kill them.
Kill them.
Yep.
No, I like the like, shoot 'em kind of games where like third person like Kids control tricks, a guy walking around shit.
Yeah, too much planning. I'd be like, I can't do this.
The fucking shut up.
I'm fine with it. I was asking Dan what was going on with it. I felt like you were
getting it's nice. My mom gave me these new chairs, but they are also so flimsy. I am like, how long will these ones last?
I don't feel like they're flimsy.
You guys better be nervous. Chairs.
We got new chairs. I don't know if you saw last week.
Let's change. We're not the Social Boys anymore. Tear that thing down. Let's be the Chair Break Boys, dude.
Chair Break Boys.
Like we compromise one of the chairs and we switch them all around. We have no idea whose is compromised. And some point in the episode, somebody eats shit.
Musical chairs for a new generation. I like it.
I have a sketch idea I want to do that I was just going to say, but I'll save it.
Let's talk about it right now. Air it out.
It's one of us gets one of those like rabbit vibe things. I've already told you this before.
A vibrator?
Yeah, it's like a vibrator that like lives in your vagina. And like people will go to.
I don't think he lives in your vagina.
Do you think it's an actual rabbit?
You're like, babe, I got you a new resident.
It lives in your vagina.
Hey, clam lord, I got you in.
Clam lord.
Clam lord. Love it.
I can't stop.
Okay, so it's the thing. It's one of those ones you put inside a vagina and then remote operate.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
With like an app.
What do you have one in right now?
We got to get to the sketch ASAP.
So the sketch is, it's a prank that one of you is that like we're all pulling on each other. Where we put it in someone's ass.
Yeah.
And they don't know.
And I don't know if they don't know or if they do know.
This does sound familiar. You definitely ran this
by. And then they're just out and about and we're like, do-do-do-do-do. And they're like, you turn it up and they're like, ah.
Why wouldn't they know?
It slowly revealed that.
Prank. You just want us to fuck you.
He's like, I got this sick sketch where you guys put this thing in my ass, you make me come.
That is basically what I just described. So this camping trip.
Oh, that's why you want it. Out in the wilderness just coming on a rock.
We're all going to J.O. together. That's what they told me.
All right, guys, time to go to bed. Let's put out the fire. Everybody get around the fire.
Yeah.
Last person to come on the fire is to eat the fire.
Ookie fire.
Ookie fire.
Wow. I put that down. That's the stupidest thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
If you came on fire, I feel like it would be like,
yeah, right?
See, now I'm imagining a guy on fire like, come on, I gotta put this thing out.
like if you pour gasoline, the fire goes up your cum to your penis as it squirts. It doesn't matter.
A guy running on
or
fire.
Or putting out, oh, piss! Dude, actually, you know what would be sick? Putting a fire out with a squirting lady. That'd be so sick. Yeah,
she's also the fucking fire engine. She's like,
There's a family sleeping next door.
Yeah, there's two families on either side of this campsite. Like, Jesus Christ.
She still slides down the pole.
Yeah, sorry, we're putting the fire out. Yeah.
We're camping. We're like cutting loose over here. Is this not cool? It'd
be very funny if like a, be very funny if a firefighter is having like a bachelor party at the firehouse and the strippers try to slide down the pole and one just like snaps their leg. Oh my god!
Why would that be funny?
It's because you know it's like sexy time and then they're just like,
sexy time.
Yeah, and they're like, oh fuck!
I'm just gonna punch it up. She falls. Down. She falls and dies. Okay.
Oh my god!
Wait, I'm seeing.
We have to do something with the ball.
Why did she go head first?
I'm seeing the human. Now I didn't see it at first, but I get why that's really fucking funny now. No, she's dead.
That's great.
She's dead. Yes.
Fine, guys. Let me
punch that up.
Then we play Ookie Dead Stripper, and we're all the firemen.
Yo, you gotta eat her.
Oh, he's eating that stripper covered in cum. You're gay, dude.
What's this guy gay?
He's like, shut up.
Shut up.
It's so chewy.
What do you think person tastes like?
I don't know. I would love to find out, though. Would you eat human flesh if given the opportunity?
Like, if I was Ooh. In...
You don't... Not in the wild. You're eating it. Someone presents you, oh, this is human flesh cooked.
No.
No? Yeah, me neither then, definitely.
I don't think so.
Not flesh, maybe, but... Like,
I feel like we taste like chicken a little. Don't you? Like, not even being silly. I'm dead serious. All right,
I'll stop fucking around. But, yeah, I don't know how we would taste.
Dan stopped eating red meat because of his fucking whatever the fuck.
Oh, that stopped a long time
yeah,
ago.
Well, I knew that was a good one.
What's the closest thing to us that we eat?
Probably a chicken. Probably a pig. Chicken. A pig.
I mean, some places I think they do eat like monkey.
Oh,
come on, man.
That poor monkey.
Who's out there playing Ookie Monkey?
Did you ever see that like story? The guy like posted pretty much like a Craigslist ad in like Germany. It was like, I want to eat somebody. And this guy like agreed to be the guy. And so he showed up and the guy cut his dick. Like he was like, the guy agreed to eat his dick with him beforehand. They like cut his dick off and they tried to eat it. But the guy whose dick it was like, nah, it's too chewy. And the guy was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just so I can kill you and eat the rest of you now. And then he would have gotten away with it, but he's like, well, all out of that guy.
Meddling kids.
He's like, all out of that guy. Now I need a new guy. And posted on Craigslist again. Someone reported it. And then they were like, hi, we're here. Police just doing a check on you trying to eat a guy. And he was like, yeah.
Like, he said yes.
I do remember that. Yeah, that's nuts.
That's nuts. They ate his dick first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine being like, yeah, you can kill me and eat me. And the guy's like, okay, like, before we do that, do you want to, like, cut your dick off and eat it with me? And the guy's like,
a little appetizer, a little bread for the table.
Between the two of us,
he's like, it was too chewy. I was like, it's too chewy cooked. Who are these like
massive?
Like, imagine getting your dick bit off.
I'm not even being like fresh. I think it would be like the consistency of a mushroom.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Like a weird like.
I think somebody floss after eating my dick.
Like,
they got my dick stuck.
I think he's saying it's too chewy, like undercooked steak or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like a I don't know if you guys
what part
ever
would you
eat gator meat, but that shit's.
I've had gator jerky.
Well, jerky
I've jerked onto a gator.
Jerky gator, yeah.
Okay, gator. What part of the human would you eat first?
Thinking like a thigh.
You'd go with the thigh. That's with like think about how much like shit has been on their thigh.
It's cooked. I'm not saying I'm gonna bite.
Also, I think you'd probably wash the body.
Yeah.
Before you,
you slap it. You're like, this is good to go.
I put Scotty in timeout.
What? If me and Scotty die,
I'm in timeout.
He's lucked out. But if I eat him. This is good meat.
Scott, don't just take it.
Mine seems like a fun bet. I'm in. Okay, I'm back.
You come back in, Scott. We're planning on eating you. Here.
What yeah, I mean, thigh seems not like a bad call.
A thigh or tricep,
I'd go tricep.
Yeah.
Wing.
Something meaty.
Butt cheek.
No.
Ooh, depending on if it's a girl.
Guts, man.
If it's a girl, butt cheek. Brain. If it's a girl, brain is not filling.
Where is it?
Right, ladies?
Dan's like, dibs, cock, and balls.
You know, it's a girl.
God damn it. I've lost my appetite.
One of us takes the balls and we're taking the sack skin off. Dan's like, that's the best part. Yeah.
You don't eat the sack skin?
You don't eat the skin?
I'm fucking wasting it.
Dipping it in flour, eggs, breading it. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, okay. I eat a sexy girl's butt cheek for sure.
A word?
A jerk. Nah.
Oh, yeah. I guess beef, if it's a girl, let me eat that titty.
Oh.
No, you don't want to eat a titty. Yeah,
why
we might.
You? That's a breast. That's breast meat.
It's probably good meat.
No, it's like the muscle is the good part, not the titty.
Well, fine. Like, give me the muscle.
I don't think anybody says that.
Well, a chicken.
Chicken breast.
Yeah, but it's not getting the teeth.
Yeah, but it's right? Like, it's like I have tits, right? And like,
It's all fat up there. I'm a fat titted man.
Isn't fat we're not delicious? Eating you. Fat's we're good.
We're eating a lady's
tit. Insulting myself.
You boys, don't do it.
You're in the middle of eating someone. It's like the fat content in this is fucking off the charts. What am I eating?
We would be disgusting.
Yeah, no,
we want to be fat titted man.
Yeah, I want
you
like
make the rocking world go round.
Okay, yeah.
Who's what if they had a tattoo? Could you cook off the tattoo?
I would eat around it.
These are good thoughts.
Who's your ideal person to eat?
Ooh.
Probably like fucking Gordon Ramsay or something.
Yeah, like Joe Rogan. Like someone who's on steroids.
What? No, those are different. No, I was thinking Gordon Ramsay because he like eats good.
Does he eat good though? He eats a lot.
I guess maybe like a vegan.
Like a
then?
Vegan?
Joe Rogan's grass-fed person.
Joe Rogan actually exclusively eats red meat.
Yeah, but those animals are grass-fed.
Gordon Ramsay's roasting.
Unless kids down at the border, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Gordon Ramsay's roasting the way that you prepared him while you're eating him. Yeah. Awful. Disgusting. Rubbish. Appalling.
Oh, good. More salt. That's what I needed. Ooh. More of it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or Sylvester Stallone. Someone
so
muscular.
Old. They're so old. Hey, hey. You think like a young, like hey. A Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, I'd eat.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Dan's like ass first.
Yeah. Yeah. Anus first.
You can stop licking it.
Sorry, man. It's a hypothetical.
You guys get your ass lollipops yet? Or
Nope. All right.
Ass lollipops? Is that what you said?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I don't know what the fuck.
I got a big roast coming up. I'm
ooh.
All fogged up.
Are you excited for your roast?
Yeah. I'm going to be at Monica's a bitch.
I'm going to eat you.
I'm going to, yeah.
I wouldn't even, Monica. I wouldn't even eat your tit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Monica. We'd eat your tit. I'm still trying to think of who I'd eat, though. Sorry.
No, I'm also trying to think of who I'd eat. I've never been to a roast, though. I'm excited to see what these are like.
That new stakes. Whoever loses the roast battle gets submitted into a potluck name draw of who we roast
and eat.
Yeah, we do like an actual pig roast.
Oh, I like that.
Those are good
yeah.
steaks.
Tyler's up there. It's like, how did I end up here?
Am I the pig?
It's, yeah. it's like, just Troy. So, come on, man.
Troy boy.
Logan, how are sales looking for tonight? Did you ever get an update on that?
You know, I didn't.
Interesting.
Would you believe it?
I do.
I like there was a time difference between, like, I asked, like, more tickets sold. I was told, I'm sure. And probably 10 minutes went by, and I said, thanks for that. And then I got yelled at for assuming that was sarcastic. I was like, all right.
No, yeah, I get it. I get it, man.
What are we at?
47.
Oh, no.
Now let's talk about what type of
dude,
race
oh,
you
last night, Bleacher Bar. It was so fucking funny.
Mexican.
They're doing construction on, like, Lansdowne Street. So, like, during two people's sets, there was just a fucking 18-wheeler backing down the street. I'm not kidding. For two entire sets, just beep, beep, beep. And then they kept and then like some other machine came on.
One sec. I was very impressed at how you were able to make that sound like you were doing like a dual beep. Then I realized he was beeping
me.
With you. Yeah. Okay.
You.
Go ahead.
And then some other machine turned on for like me and some other people's sets. It was just like.
No one's ever been more ready for anything.
Like a generator.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't see it, but I remember it was nuts. And, yeah, some, I don't know.
How'd the set go?
I had fun, but mostly because I was like, this is clearly bad, like a bad show for everyone. So I just was like kind of fucking around, and then that made it fun.
Yeah, I like that place. I've only done good shows there.
Yeah, I it's a cool bar.
That's a fun challenge. Like, try to be funny in between these outrageously loud beep sounds that are unavoidable.
It's also like... I'm surprised they had a like fair amount of people there considering like walking down the street. I was like, is this place going to be open? Because it's like that whole right side of Lansdowne Street is like sectioned off with like fences and tarps
right when you
turn
onto it.
Yeah. And now they took the parking spots like on the opposite side. Like all of those are like construction vehicles only. It was such a bitch.
It's good. That's good.
Yeah, man. Parking sucks in the city. I parked pretty easily last night.
I'm like,
pretty cool.
Must be nice. You.
I heard it was brutal over there.
It was
light,
bell in hand.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a toughie. I wasn't on. I was just watching. I was just going and hanging.
Cool, guys.
What?
Just acknowledging your post. I was just hanging.
He was going to hang.
Yeah. Every show I've been to since I made that post, I'm getting raked over the coals. It's fine.
I thought you were going to say acknowledged about it.
Nope. And then it's funny because like some people don't talk to me, and I'm like, I'm not talking to them either, but I'm like, I can only give what I can get. I'm like, well, now I probably look like a fucking dick.
For not talking to people because you advocated for hanging?
Yeah, and I'm just like, well, I'm also like fucking awkward, so.
Yeah, of course.
You're a pretty extroverted fella.
Yeah. But like a person has to kind of like engage me, or like I have to be comfortable enough with them to engage them.
Yeah. I'm the same.
I'm like a social chameleon. I'm like whatever you're giving me. Well, I'm just like whatever you're giving me. If somebody's like super autistic, it makes me super autistic. If somebody's super outgoing, I'm very outgoing.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
You're ditto. Sure.
Okay,
Kirby. You know what I'm talking
about?
Doing
the same thing as you.
Like Kirby your enthusiasm?
No, like Kirby. You suck, guys.
That was a great nerdy reference.
Thank you.
You code switch.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah. Sure. What's up, brother?
Yeah. To like anybody. Yeah, you get three in you, then it's just a different guy. Yeah.
Oh, Jay told me about Hideout on Sunday when I was going up a little lit.
He said you leaned
into him and you were like,
he's gonna do three things.
He's gonna get mean, and then he's gonna get whiny, and he's gonna do a black voice. And Jay was like, you did it all in like the first
two
minutes.
Two lines. I gave you a minute. I was very impressed with myself on that one. Yeah. Well, that's what you do. You've been drinking.
I would not qualify whiny or black voice as either of the things I did, but I'll take mean.
Did you listen back to the set?
Yeah.
Do you have it on your phone?
Yeah.
Can you play it right now?
My phone's
behind me. Starts off. It's like, shit.
Shit. I'm a little upset with you motherfuckers.
And another thing.
Those days are behind me.
Yeah, Sunday is a few days ago at this point.
I didn't do black boys. I didn't.
The past is the past.
Whew. Why can't we do any accent, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's your new stance.
No.
Dude, yeah. I think I sent it to you guys, but either Rap or Hood's Finest on Instagram was like, describe Jay-Z in one word. I was like, why are you like just following this to the races? It's like, if you went to the comments, everybody being like, Paris. Oh, I think Kanye and him were in Paris one time. Like, Paris. Like,
yeah.
Some people just really like hip hop.
The internet rules, man. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like there's more bigotry out there than ever, and I'm here for it.
It's Russian
bots. There was literally like white supremacist neo-Nazis marching in like Tennessee the other day or something.
Oh, boo-hoo. Just guys with like big swastika flags marching down the middle of the fucking street.
Oh, boo. It's like, so what's the big deal?
So they're hanging a flag. That
I don't think
a flag's a flag.
They're keeping busy. They're having fun.
First off, it's their God-given American. No. I don't think it's real. I don't think.
Oh no!
Oh good.
What a denier!
You don't think what is real?
Dan's like deepfake AI.
Yeah. Hold on, let me lean. I don't think. I think it's to create discourse.
You mean discord? Okay. Discourse,
he might be digging himself out of this.
Right? Yeah.
Discord would create the discourse.
You just think it's so people talk about it?
No, I think it's so people will, fight about it.
No, I think it's because the internet has given, like, so many people, like, avenues to find other people to feel the way they do, and then they get, like, really emboldened, like, oh, wow, there's actually, like, 50 other guys in Tennessee that all are Nazis, too. Let's fucking go tell these people what we're all about.
Well, it sucks to be wrong.
Did you turn your back on him?
I thought of that like halfway through. I was like, I'm going to do this at the end of whatever he's saying.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, they're bad guys.
They are.
Bad eggs.
Oh, good.
Hey, you're glad we could all agree.
Is he your family from
Brother?
Don't. My white brother and I.
Yeah, Dan's like, it's not real. It's his uncle that was like the mayor of fucking Kentucky or whatever it was.
Great grandfather. Mm-hmm. Of Alabama.
Great grand wizard father.
No. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Alabama.
Your great grandfather from Alabama. Yeah, that guy hated black people.
Yeah, not
There's
a chance.
No question.
Man, my family told me a fucked up story the other day. Do you want
to
hear it?
Can we? Are we allowed to?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because they're like so dead. It's my great grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
They had help in their house.
Of course.
Yeah.
That were black ladies. Mm-hmm. And my uncle, one of my uncles went down there as a kid and was like hanging out with one of
Don't
them.
Say hanging out.
Or, you know, like talking to her. Mm. And my great grandfather came over and like shooed her away and went, we don't talk to the help.
Oh, Jesus. I thought that was, he set up a rape scene for us. He made it so much nicer.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That's.
Well, it's still, that's very bad.
I'm like, don't undermine.
Also,
it with your...
that's definitely not the worst thing your great grandfather's ever done.
I'm just saying that was a story I heard recently. He also chopped off his ring finger when he was a boy.
I know that. Yeah,
we were expecting so bad. We were like, that was sweet. Actually, what he said.
Oh, he called them the help, but not the other word.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
not a good guy.
Have you guys been watching Curb?
Yes.
Yes.
The fucking lawn jockey.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good, yeah.
What was that again?
They, like, fuck up the... They're, like, renting a house, and they fuck up the racist lawn jockey on the front lawn, and Susie demands they get a new one, so they go get one, and they paint its face, and then he's, like, going to the black cookout, and they, like, see it in the car. It's very funny.
Yeah, great stuff. Good.
That yeah. Larry David... Jew.
Okay. 55. We got 5 more minutes left.
Dave was like, fuck, 47, dude. I guess I'll just be racist for the rest of the episode.
Something about these weeknight puns. Really get me.
Yeah, this is my peak tired zone after work during the week. I think that's everybody, though, right? I'm assuming. Yeah.
I like to go home, smoke a bunch of weed, and look on TikTok videos for like... 48 minutes.
I wish
looking up.
I wish I could wake up in the morning,
grab a brush, put a little makeup.
Yes. And then just be awake all day, and then go to bed at night. I don't like the morning dip, but my energy goes up so much at the end at night. It's just it's insane. I hate that.
Oh, like
that,
you mean like right at the end of the night, like when it's bedtime, and I'm like, Scotty, tuck me in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm never tired then.
I'm never tired by then.
I'm always tired. I'm falling asleep in chairs. I'm like...
I was like falling asleep watching the last episode of 000 last night, and then I went to bed, and I was like, oh, good, just to wake up here, though? That's cool.
Mm-hmm. You woke up in bed?
No, I like was falling asleep, and then I finished the episode, and I went up to bed, and then I was like, good, I'm wide awake up here. This is perfect.
Oh, yep, exactly. I gotcha.
Yep.
Man, I'm never wide awake. I'm wide awake. I never... stay yeah, up anymore.
There's something about like, oh, I have to like go to bed that just like resets everything, and you're like,
yeah, I don't like being told what to do, even if it's by my body.
Yeah.
It's
like fucking.
I can sleep fall asleep in my bed. Right.
Stupid. Oh fuck. I just kicked everything.
You hate so sleep.
Does not want to be told what to do.
I put you in timeout too early.
Those up.
He's like fucking.
I'm too cranky.
How's your canteen, Scotty?
It's good.
It's gone. It's gone. Did you like it?
I
He's
loved
blackout
it.
Blackout drunk.
What's going on?
I loved it.
Scotty had 2 seltzers in an hour. That might be.
I'm fucking up.
What up?
Can of teen, bro.
Shit, man.
I will. I will.
Fuck. I wasn't going to drink tonight, but now that you said can of teen.
All right, well,
how,
do it for
how
us
weak
here.
I am. All right, yeah, let's end it before I start boozing.
This is so people can go to sleep to us. This is that episode.
Oh, this is so. This is. I just gotta get caught up.
Good night.
Good night. Now they won't be able to sleep at all.
This is the heroin.
Don't do that. What are you, my dad? What the fuck? Stop touching me.
You grab my
go
knee.
Go to bed.
I don't know if you want those people thinking your dad touches you.
One time,
what are you, my dad? Get your hand on my
here we
pants.
Go.
Oh, boy.
By your dad?
No,
he loves you.
No,
he loves
Bill is just like a drunk
bro. Your dad was like, don't ask for the
my
help.
My dad used to sleep in his underwear, dad stuff.
Yeah,
I was asleep in bed one night. And my sister was babysitting me.
Oh, my water is spilling everywhere.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Who did that?
Somebody pick that up.
Yep. I'm like, I should go get some paper towels.
Grab my.
Hell about doing here. This thing.
No, do, but,
my dad got home drunk and was like, he climbed into bed with me in his underwear.
Okay.
And I was like wide awake and he was spooning with
me. Was he doing a bit?
Asleep. No.
How old were you?
I was too old. I was like, like 12.
He's like, he thought like you were your
mom. Oh, 12 is prime age.
Like 11 or 12, yeah.
He thought you were your mom.
No way, dude.
He's like, your breasts are so supple tonight.
No, he wasn't sucking my tits.
Wait, what was he doing? He only sucks my mom's tits. What was he doing? Just drunk, thought he was
he
in.
He spooned me. And
yeah,
went
he, started
to bed.
He started rubbing you, you slapped his hand away. He's like, you never want to have sex anymore. Dad?
Like, no, fuck. Ever since that second one came out retarded, you don't fuck me anymore.
And now.
What about you? Okay, there we go.
Come see us.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Wake up!